following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, how low are the prices at the men's store inside JCPenney? The lowest they'll ever be at the lowest prices of the season sale. Now through Saturday, Van Heusen, Izod, and Joe Joseph Abood dress shirts are only $19.99. Get St. John's Bay sweaters and Van Heusen No Iron sport shirts at $17.99. Dockers signature khakis are a record $29.99. And Hager pants, just $28.99. See everything on sale at jcp.com. New look, new day, who knew JCPenney? Some exclusions apply, offer ends 10/16.
Come to the Home Depot for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fertilizer at just $17.98 and get a gallon of Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer worth almost $6 free. Then when spring arrives, so will a greener, healthier yard. We're lowering the cost of a lawn you can be proud of with Scott's Fertilizer for just $17.98 and a free gallon of Ortho Insect Killer. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 27th, U.S. only. See store for details.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loperlink and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Welcome to the Doug and Day Show. The guys are just getting set up at Cunningham's Journal as they get ready to do a Loper Link. They're going to talk to Bob Jensen, Steve Sybil, and Chip Brown all today. The guys are just setting up their pregame meeting, getting ready to go. We'll grab the guys here in just a second. And here's the guys, Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning, everyone, from Cunningham's Journal, the Lofton Courtyard in Kearney. It is time for another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show and a Husker Lunch here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us on today's program. Steve Sybil from the Lincoln Journal-Star will be here for our Husker Lunch today. He'll join us towards the end of the program. And we invite you to come down. We had a great time last week. Good crowd on hand. Great food here at Cunningham's. Ribs, brisket, prime rib sandwich, chicken, oh, and more and more and more. It's like $5 with two sides. Are you kidding me? Plus, you get to talk Husker football with your friends, and Steve Sybil is going to talk about the Kansas State game last week, talk about the Texas game this week, and, of course, he'll also be answering all your questions, and we'll have you back to work whenever. If you can only be here for 20 minutes, go on home. Go on back to work. If you can be here the whole time, great. We'll wrap things up around a quarter to one, and Sybil will have you on your way, so you can be back to the office by 1 o'clock if that's the case. So Sybil's going to join us today. Chip Brown of OrangeBloods.com going to talk the Texas side of things. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Also, our Loper Link coming up in just a couple of minutes. UNK golf coach Chad Lydiot is going to join us. They're getting ready to open the Golf Academy this weekend. And an open house and a preview, and we're going to talk to Chad about that. That is all coming up on the program today. 888-455-ESPN, the number if you want to contact us, 888-455-3776. Of course, you can always email us to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Type it in once, and then you'll have it saved. Doug and, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And, Tony, I know we got a lot of football to talk about. We're getting a lot of suggestions of what I could do if the Super Bowl was won by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I said yesterday, everyone that listens, just send us an email to the show. I said I was tired of everybody saying 4 or 5 weeks into the season that the Steelers are the best team in the NFL. I said they are not going to win the Super Bowl, and I said, you know what, we'll do one of those crazy things. If the Steelers win the Super Bowl, Doug will blank, and it's up to the listeners to fill it in. We had a whole bunch of replies yesterday. We opened that up again today. Email us. If the Steelers win the Super Bowl, Doug will blank. Now, here's the deal. Got to be legal. Got to be something, you know, that's not going to embarrass the entire country. I mean, it's going to embarrass me, but it's not going to embarrass, you know, keep it smart. I mean, we got some, you know, some funny ones personalized to us yesterday as well.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, several of them came in after the show, like change the name to the Daddy and Doug Show. Also, Scott says, Doug will have to go a whole week on the show with saying, once again, Daddy, you were right, and I admit I was wrong, meaning you were wrong, because we all know dude is never wrong. So that came from Scott. Jeremy in Overton says he wants you to water ski the first week after the ice is out, which I would think that that would be lovely. You know, things of this nature. We get another one that says get a Britney Spears tattoo on your back. I think that would be I think that would be lovely as well. So several of them keep rolling in, and we entertain more of your ideas on the matter. Send it to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Simple as that.
Well, we invite you to come. That's just crazy. That's just crazy talk, Tony. That's just crazy. I'm not getting a tattoo. I'm not getting a tattoo. That's just stupid. That's permanent, by the way.
Douglas, the miners are coming out. Have you been following this deal at all? These guys have been under the ground in Chile for 69 days. They're coming out one by one in this little capsule thing. Now they think whoever the last one's out is going to get the most notoriety because he will be trapped under the ground the longest. If you're down there, that's one deal. You don't care if you're really first in fantasy football, fifth in fantasy football. My ass wants to be the first one out of that hole. I don't need the notoriety of being the last guy. 69 days, long enough for me. Get me to where I can see the sky.
Well, and here's the deal, Daddy. That's why you're not a miner. It would have taken a much bigger shaft.
Yeah.
They would have got everybody out safely, and then they'd have dug another bigger shaft for you. So you most likely would have been the last one to roll out of there.
Yes, yes. I may have been the last. You're right. We've got to get that a little bit thicker, they'd have to get a capsule that they could hold more weight, too. So there's two different things that come into play there.
Exactly. So there you go. A lot of Husker talk, a lot of I don't want to talk about miners.
No.
I'm sorry. You said chili. I got hungry.
There you go.
That's all I want you to know. It's time for our Loper Link. Chad Lydia is set to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And our Loper Link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. They have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. Now, the Loper volleyball team is going to be on the road this week. The Loper football team is going to be on the road this week. But it's the final home games for the soccer team. They are going to be home for their final two home games, and then they're on the road for the next four.
Did you say yesterday that the volleyball team gone 8 out of their next 10 games to end the season? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a quirkiness of the schedule. But
USHL scheduled that for them?
Well, could have been. I don't know. But, you know, the weather is still nice enough to get out and golf a little bit. And, gosh, I hope I can do that later today. But you just make me work so much, Tony, that I don't know if I'll have a chance to do that. We've got to figure out some football later today, too. So, we're speaking of golf, they continue. The weather has to be helping out at Owari Dunes, and we know that last year at this time there was snow on the ground, and it's still golf season at UNK. And how do you compete when you can't go out and play? And one way is to do kind of like the baseball and the softball teams do, get indoors where you can at least hit the ball a little bit. And the new Golf Academy is getting ready to open this weekend. Chad Lydiate joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, not only the czar of Owari, but, of course, golf coach at UNK. Chad, what's going on?
Well, not too much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, thanks for coming down to Cunningham's on this Husker Lunch Day. I guess, first off, before we talk a little bit about what's going on at Owari, it is the fall season starting to wind down. People always think spring season for golf. It's important in the fall as well, though. Tell us, I know the guys just played a tournament the last couple of days. Not much left, but where are we at in the season?
Well, we have one more tournament left. We go to Silver City, New Mexico. Daddy, if you want to drive down with that.
I'm going to pass on that. I think it would be lovely this time of year. Don't get me wrong.
It is gorgeous this time of year, but it's a big RMAC event, so we're heading down there Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and hopefully we can get three rounds together. You know, we played well at times. We've had some good single rounds, but we haven't been able to string three together, so hopefully we can do that this weekend down in Silver City.
Obviously, this time of year, the team's pretty much set for heading into the spring. Obviously, a lot can happen over the winter, but you've got a top five, six, seven guys that are really competing for those final five spots, do you not?
We do. We do. We have a good team. We have a good solid five, and we actually took our sixth and seventh players down to Columbus and Fremont this last weekend, and they performed very well. I mean, we're really tight. What we really need is a one and two player to step up. Alex Farrell, who's a fifth-year senior, has played really well for us for 4 years, and his game's not quite where it needs to be, and I think this winter is going to help us all out. I mean, being able to practice year-round and hit the ground running in the spring is just going to be a phenomenal deal for us.
Chad, in all your years of you playing, of course, playing golf at the University of Iowa, your experience there, have you ever saw a ball that's been as perfect as this one?
I tell you what, it's just gorgeous.
I mean, every day out, it's been 75 degrees. You couldn't ask for anything more if you're a softball. If you're, you know, we saw so many football games, you know, started off the season in rain and sleet, what, a year ago, 2 ago at Amherst, and it's been 75, 80 degrees when you pull into town.
It's just been just beautiful, and the golf courses are loving it right now.
It's even 75 or 80 degrees when you drive around the country. Well, oh, sure, roll your eyes. That's Chad Lydia joins us here. But it's not always this nice. And tell us what's going on at Awori Dunes. When we've been talking about this on the show, as it's being publicized, the Golf Academy was to be one of the big things that was different from a lot of the courses around the state.
Yeah, that's right, Doug. You know, this has been a long, long dream of mine to have a golf academy. And when I went going back to recruiting trips, going to Northwestern and Ohio State and their unbelievable practice facilities, what we've been able to build out there is just going to be unbelievable for not just the UNK golfers and the high school golfers in the area, but I believe the Midwest. I mean, it's three really big golf bays that you can head out into the range year-round, and we have a gigantic practice facility behind the building to work in the spring and the summer and fall, and then we also have a putting green in the back of the building to work on your short game during the wintertime. It's going to be phenomenal, and we're just really excited about it.
Chad, it all gets started this Sunday, grand opening.
Yep, Sunday the 17th at noon. We'll kick it off. We'll be grilling some burgers and hot dogs and brats just kind of showcase the building a little bit and talk about all the practice facilities that surround it, and also be giving tours of the golf course as well. So it'll be a fun afternoon.
Chad Lydia with us here on our Loafer Link every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have you had an opportunity to practice in the winter in facilities like this? And if you can kind of share how it helps the game and if it's any different than if it was 90 degrees out and you were hitting outside.
That's a great question. I was fortunate enough to be a part of the Golf Academy at Wilderness Ridge in Lincoln during its inception. And what it does is it allows the player to work on his mechanics during the wintertime without having to worry about going out and producing a score or result. And I think when people are trying to take lessons or make changes in their golf swing, they have to go out the next day and worry about posting a score. This actually gives you the ability to go out and work on your technique, work on it all winter long without having to worry about making a result. And that way, when you hit the ground running in the spring, you can take that, all that you've worked on all winter, and take it to the golf course. I mean, you hear Tiger and all the guys on tour talking about, I'm a range rat, and I'm having a hard time taking my swing changes from the range tee to the golf course. This is a perfect opportunity and setting to be able to work on your golf swing all winter long, work on the technique, and not have to worry about going out and shooting even par or 75 and shooting a score, but just working on your technique and perfecting that technique. It's a great setting to take a golf lesson and work on your game.
Chad, not only can people go out and see the Golf Academy, they can also see a little bit of Awori Dunes. If you're a regular golfer that's looking forward to experiencing where Ireland meets the heartland, I think that's a great the billboard is really second to none out there. I think that's drawing a lot of interest. You hear people talking about it. You can check out the course as well, which you're saying could be ready as early May.
Yeah. You know, things are really going well. I'm so excited about the Golf Academy, and to be able to couple that with putting it on a golf course that's going to be world class is just second to none. It's great. And we will be giving tours on Sunday, and actually we'll have a few holes to preview if people want to hit some shots. We'll be open this Sunday after the Academy open house, and then the following weekend too, weather permitting.
Now, the guys putting this course together, everybody's got to think they're ahead of schedule with just the weather you've had here lately, right?
Well, we've just been extremely fortunate with the weather. Yeah, we had a great growing season, had a lot of rain early to let the grass grow, and then with the temperatures being as high as they have this late in the year, we've been really fortunate. I think we're a lot further along than we thought we'd be.
Outstanding. Always golf here. This is the best time of the year to golf anyway. Everybody gets jacked up in the spring, and then all of a sudden your game isn't where you want it to be, so it's practice, 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 whether it needs, and then it's all the tournaments, and then it's a little more relaxed. And obviously the courses look a little bit better in the fall, too, because they're not played quite as hard as they are in the summer.
That's exactly right. That, coupled with the prairie grasses that we have out there are changing to a tannish brown, and the drastic difference between the dark green fairways and that the tan Grand Fescue is really cool. It looks beautiful out there right now.
Isn't that great? That way my ball shows up better when it's laying over in the middle of that crap.
Well, Chad said you could work on your mechanics over the winter. My mechanics need so much work. I don't think anybody wants to work on those. Chad, before we let you out of here, again, everything's going on Sunday when?
Sunday at noon at Awori Dunes. It's 4.9 miles south of the I-80 exchange, right on Highway 44. We'll have a big sign and balloons and stuff to direct you to the Academy building, and we'll have tours of the golf course directly following.
All right, bud, thanks for coming down. I hope everything goes well, and can't wait to get out there and see you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Chad Liddy, golf coach at UNK, and, of course, the czar of all that is at Awori Dunes. A good combination there, Tony, and our Loper Lake brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. And I know everybody's excited about, again, something new for UNK. We had some communication problems with Chancellor Christensen, but he was going to join us, and when we talk to him maybe next week, we can reemphasize this a little bit. But I know John McBride told us a couple of weeks ago when he was on that this is just another part of the fundraising, part of the opportunity to help UNK and the community at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's the exciting part. It's not only UNK, it's the whole community. Chad mentioned facility at Wilderness Ridge. I think this is something the kids from Hastings, the kids from Grand Island, the kids certainly from North Platte, Cozad, and et cetera, are going to be able to take advantage of that. If Daniel Lemick shows up, would you please call me? I got to see this girl hit a golf ball.
A state champion yesterday individually, and we'll run down probably as good a time as any, Tony. The girls' state golf tournament wrapped up yesterday. Omaha Marion wins Class A. They only do it by 33 shots over Norfolk. Grand Island was three shots out of being the runner-up, and Kearney finished in 11th place. The champion was from Lincoln East, Jackie O'Doherty, and the low round from the area was Grand Island's Rachel Houston. She finished in 6th. Scott's Bluff is psychotically good in Class B. They had the number 1, 2, and 3 finishers individually. They win it. Elkhorn South is the runner-up, and that has to be the first trophy for that brand-new school in Elkhorn South. Adams Central was 6th. Grand Island Northwest finished in 10th. Adams Central's Madison Yerk finished in a tie for 7th. And in Class C, Boone Central came back to win it. Grand Island Central Catholic, the runner-up. Donovan Trumbull was 5th. Wood River was 6th. The junior Daniel Lemick wins her third straight state title, back-to-back, 1-under-par 71s to win it by 12 shots. Other medalists from the area, Morgan Christensen from Minden, Grand Island Central Catholic's Michaela Ostick and McKenna Kime, St. Cecilia's Kaylee Hodgson, and Ravenna's Megan Troll, all taking home medals yesterday.
Well, congratulations, all our area golfers that performed as well as they did.
There you go. We will take a break and be back with more in just a moment, but if you are looking for burgers tonight, the place to be is O'Malley's, the spot for good times every Wednesday. Burger night, you get your $2 burgers, $1.50 fries, and $1.50 draws from 5 to 8:30, and just call in their form of a stimulus package, Daddy. They're trying. They're helping. They're making you the burgers. They're world famous. They have them every Wednesday night. Come down and enjoy happy hour. Say hi to Bethany and Shannon and the entire gang at O'Malley's. They're on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center for Wednesday Burger Night. $1.50 fries and onion chips. I'm beginning to see the onion chips fly out more and more all the time. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue, north of SunMart. 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348. Or CompleteNutrition.com.
Complete Nutrition.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Roy Halladay has no hit at the Reds in the opening game.
The perfect game.
Martin, he's under it. He's got it. The New York Yankees beat the Twins. They run the table.
The sweep.
Second base that booted it. Another run scoring. Sanchez slides in safely.
The error. If this is how they started, just imagine how they'll end. And listen to all the MLB playoffs right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs into the upper 60s. Winds will also become variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low of 38 with a light southwest wind developing. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal. And we would invite you to come down and talk Huskers with us. Steve Sippel from the Lincoln Journal Star is on his way, and lunch is going to be served. Some great ribs, brisket, chicken, French dip. Oh, prime rib sandwich. That's what I had last week. It was so good. And come down and join us for lunch. A little $5 and some sides to get you that. And you can talk to Sippel. He's going to talk all about the Husker game from last week, preview Texas. I mean, if you want to talk Nebraska-Texas, this is the place to be today. Roll on in just a little bit before noon. Get your lunch ordered. You can enjoy your lunch while Steve Sippel talks and give you some insiders. Of course, he also votes in the Associated Press poll. You can ask him about that. And we'll talk to Sip for just a moment here on the air. And then just after noon, he'll take the microphone here at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney. It's open to everyone. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're in the field, take a break. Come on in. If you're crunching million-dollar numbers out there at the bank, come on in. You know, if you're just cracking a back, come on in. Or if you're just running around with your shirt off like Tori does, come on in. We'd love to have you here on the Doug and Daddy Show and at Cunningham's Journal and the Law. Bob Jensen is going to join us in just a moment, but Tony, we talked to Jared Crick down there yesterday, and we're going to hear from him Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show. He says, you can't imagine how beat up a guy gets. Well, when you get worn down, Daddy, the boys at Complete Nutrition can take care of you.
Well, if you're looking for energy and recovery, you're looking for V-Core. We're talking protein powders at 30% off at Complete Nutrition. Maybe you're talking about premium protein blend for maximum performance, absorption, and recovery. Titan. Maybe you're looking for those wanting to build more muscle. Then the Goliath is for you. Not sure which one will work best? That's why they've got trained professionals. Complete Nutrition is there to help you. Their mission is to help every one of their customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day. Complete Nutrition, located just north of Sun Martin Kearney, or call 308-338-1-FIT or online at CompleteNutrition.com. Hey, they're coming to Grand Island soon. We'll let you know more about that. But remember, 30% off all protein powders today at Complete Nutrition.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
Well, as as we do every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We talk high school football with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, who got to see all kinds of football last week and got to see a little weather as well and spent some quality time with his mother. And that's, I mean, that's just a complete weekend right there. And then rolls back into the office and says, look out, week seven could be the best one of them all. Bob Jensen joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Bob.
Gentlemen, good morning to you. No, I meant most of that. Part about good morning.
Well, we've got, as usual, we want to talk more about what's going on the field than off the field, and you can find out more on the website about Bob's travels from the weekend. But, Bob, you did get to see a couple of good games last weekend, and you got to see a couple of teams that you really hadn't seen so far this year. What stuck out in your mind from the games you saw last weekend?
Well, I guess maybe first and foremost was how Cambridge handled St. Pat's. You know, that was a weird, weird deal. Hour 45-minute delay after they barely got started and all sorts of things. But really, all of that kind of goes out the window when you see how physical Cambridge was. I mean, they really beat St. Pat's up at the point of attack on both sides of the ball. And, you know, this may not be vintage Cambridge. This may not be, you know, 1994, 95 all over again. But what those guys do is every play there was guys around the ball on defense, and every play they moved St. Pat's when they were blocking. And I don't know. I've talked to Coach Josh Graves, a couple times the last couple weeks, and, you know, he talked about his team, you know, being a bit inconsistent, maybe not putting a whole game together. Well, we won't have that conversation again because that was a completely thorough, you know, performance there. And then the other game, you know, I saw three others, but the other game that people in our area would have been interested in was the Gothenburg and Broken Bow game. You know, Gothenburg's lost three times in the last 2 years, and they've all been to Broken Bow. I was there for the third quarter, some of the fourth, and you know, Gothenburg came out with a real flurry at the start of that second half. You know, and the game was certainly in doubt at that point. They tied it up, but Broken Bow just steadily ground away and pulled away, and scored on a big pass. Broken Bow looked good. I mean, Broken Bow looked real good, and it's a team that certainly rounded into form. And I think it's fair to say that you get in the postseason, Broken Bow is going to be a factor again. I guess I'd find it hard to believe that maybe they'd be the factor they were last year, semifinals, maybe almost beating Saint Cecilia, that kind of deal. But they're going to win a game or two. I would say that would be a good bet.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, I talk about my alma mater, and Doug's a little bit more modest than I, so I'll bring up his. What a surprise of a season for the Ord Chanticleers.
Well, I tell you what, you know, every year there are things that remind you why you love high school sports. And I don't want to go all Rudy on you, but the bottom line is, you know, there are flag football teams in middle school who have more players on them than Ord has right now. But everybody they've got can play, and they already are district champions. The Chanticleers, district champions. One of the great stories of the season. I think that there's a fairly decent chance they'll win this week against Central City. And then I think they're going to take some momentum into the playoffs, and I'm not going to tell you that they're going to be in the semifinals either, but just the fact that they're coming off a two-win season with so few guys in uniform, somewhere in the neighborhood of 16, 17 kids, is amazing.
Well, we saw D2 schools play with more than that last week when we saw one of the hardest-hitting games of the year in Pleasanton and Loup City, and Bob Jensen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, I think we have found a couple of classes, unless something wacky happens, which it always does, but I'm talking if there's an unfortunate injury or something like that. D1 with Overton's pasting of Alma last week really has whittled itself down to maybe three teams that have a legitimate chance. I don't know if there's more than two teams that are supposedly given a chance in Class C2. Is that the way you see it? Is there another class that has separated itself as well?
Well, I don't think probably to that degree. But, yeah, I mean, to take them as a reverse order, I mean, everybody's got to find a way to play Cecilia, to beat St. Cecilia, to play with St. Cecilia. And the scary thing is that, you know, those guys have yet to be pushed. I mean, you know, who knows what happens if you know, they got in a position where they played 48 minutes of football, varsity players only. They're really good. And C2, I don't know. I don't think there's anybody necessarily that should beat them. I know that Bergen would make it interesting simply because of the way they play. Crofton is generally considered the number two team in that class, but they play the same kind of game as St. Cecilia, and that's no way to beat them because you're not better than them. But Bergen can throw it around. They got a kid by the name of Riley Gross is a three-year starter. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards all 3 years. He's an all-stater as a sophomore. You know, that's the kind of team that could at least make St. Cecilia think. And, Overton, you know, we talked about that last week. You know, when you're in a position like Alma and you're trying to break through, trying to take that next step from being a nice little local story to being, you know, considered one of the elite teams in your class, you got to find a way to withstand the early battering that you're going to get against a proven winner like Overton. And, you know, Alma just couldn't do it the other night. Overton, I mean, I'll be honest, I thought it could maybe get away early, but I don't think anybody could have said there'd be 42 points on the board the first quarter. Overton is everything that we thought they could be and probably a little bit more. And as far as the East half goes, we've been saying this for a couple weeks, Johnson Brock is undefeated, but they aren't eligible. Creighton, I've seen them. They're a good football team. They're undefeated in the Northeast, which is a lot to say. I don't know that they're all that fast, though. The team that is fast and the team that's got some skilled players that can make people really sweat it is Bancroft Rosalie. And like we've been saying, right now I would think it would be a huge upset if it wasn't Overton and Bancroft in the finals.
Bob Jensen of Husqvarna Prep joins us as he always does on Wednesdays here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, several district titles up this week. You start with Kearney and Lincoln Southwest, and you think, well, a 4-3 Southwest team, you know, they've lost three games. How good can they be? Well, every one of those teams they've lost to sits at 6-1. So they've lost a pretty good competition.
Huh, Kearney's 6-1.
And Kearney's 6-1. So where do you see this one ending up on Friday night?
That's cute, dude. Your math skills have not diminished over the years. That's good.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, this could very easily be the best team that Kearney plays in the regular season. That is a good football team. The teams they've lost to are Southeast, Westside, and Millard West. And I don't know, you know, Kearney, I love this Kearney team because I got to see them a little bit the other night in the middle of some lightning that really where the game should have been suspended was at North Platte High. It looked like the 4th of July behind those West bleachers, but they played through, so good for them. But anyway, they just find a way to win. Like we were saying the other night, you got to throw out and I'm sure Brandon wishes we could, throw out the fourth quarter of that Bellevue West game. And they just find a way to win. It's not pretty. It's scary sometimes, but they find a way to win. And I've got this weird feeling that they're going to win Friday. And then they'll be, if my math holds, 7-1.
Bob Jensen from Husqvarna Prep joins us.
You can check me on that, but I think that's right.
Our Husker lunch going on here at Cunningham. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will join us at 12 noon. Come down, enjoy lunch, get that ordered up, and enjoy your lunch while Sip breaks down Huskers in Texas and answers your questions. But back to high school ball, a game we'll have on the Breeze 94.5. Blue Hill is at Ravenna. Ravenna's 4-2. Blue Hill is 5-1. Both teams have lost to Hastings St. Cecilia. Ravenna was clipped by Ord. This will probably be for the district title after Ravenna's win over Kearney Catholic last week. This looks like a hard one to break down. Blue Hill has won a lot of close games, but they're winning them. What do you think on this one, Bob?
Well, you're right. This is one of the it's one of the best games of the week. If you're looking for something that's competitive, two teams that can, you know, been around the block, played at a high level in the past, kind of know what this is all about. I don't know, man. Blue Hill, it has been a high wire act. From week to week, you just don't know. You just know it's going to be close. I don't think they can afford that at Ravenna. I think this is another one of those games where, you know, if Ravenna, and I'm going to say Ravenna because they're at home, if Ravenna finds a way to maybe ease out a little bit, get some sort of early lead, I think it could be hard for Blue Hill to come back. So I like Ravenna's chances of winning that game, which should pretty much guarantee Blue Hill victory. So we'll see how that goes.
Bama, McCook and Adams Central is an intriguing matchup. McCook is 6-1, Adams Central 5-2, and an absolute pasting of Holdridge last Friday.
Yeah, in more ways than one. I interviewed a kid from McCook this week, a guy by the name of Ben Petrosky. He's a center. Excuse me, he's a center. And what he told me was that after watching film, they thought that this game against Adams Central excuse me, would be the most physical game they played all year. And I think both of us remember that they played Aurora earlier. So they're expecting this to be a real headbanger. I really like what Adams Central's got going right now. You know, that's a team that, you know, as always, can run the ball. Overmiller's been fantastic throwing the ball. And I don't know. I like Adams Central's chances at home.
Just a couple of minutes left with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report to some other good games in the area as well. But then there's also a couple of non-district games between good teams, including Milford and Minden. Again, very unusual. This is really the first time in state scheduling that we have seen this happen. It's happened on one or two occasions with one or two games. But a lot of them occurred last week, a lot more this week. Milford, Minden, 5-1, 6-0. Minden's only loss on the last play of the game to a field goal by Gothenburg. What about this one, Bob?
Well, it was one of our Huskerland top 30 games of the year, and while I pick those games for some screwy reasons sometimes, the main reason, two reasons, that this was compelling and still is, it still holds, is that it is an unusual pairing. According to Sudden Sam Dunn down at Minden, they've never played Milford before, and Sam remembers most of what's gone on over the course of time. And the other part is that we knew they'd both be good. And what Sam said in the preseason was, if we can block somebody, we're going to be trouble, or worse to that effect. And they have found people to block. And they've gotten some real good leadership from people like Bryce Lewis. They've got that wonderful junior class with all those skill players in it, and it's just been a great combination. They seem to really be, you know, they're one of those teams that is getting better with every week that goes by. What people in Minden are going to find from Milford is that is a real veteran team. This team's got something like 10 starters back on both sides of the ball. Everything runs through the quarterback for most teams. Well, it really runs through it with this guy. Boone Anderson, I like the fact he was born in Vegas. I can't get past that. He's born in Vegas. And, you know, he's a four-year starter. He doesn't look like much. He's just a skinny little dude. But he'll make something happen. He'll make something happen on Friday night. I think it's a great ball game. I think that Minden's got his work cut out, but it is a game they could win.
Finally, Bob, Class A, we've talked about Kearney. Grand Island's going to roll Lincoln High this week, but it's another Millard matchup, West versus North. 1, 2, and 3 have shown that they can beat each other up all season long, and I think everybody, including you, have been in agreement that these are the three best teams in Millard, West, North, and South. That there is out there, and everybody else trying to catch up. Who wins on Friday?
Well, I tell you what, it's one of those deals where West got North, South, you know, got West, and, you know, North wound up, you know, splitting and losing to Prep. It is. Those are three teams that I think there's a separation between. But something I wrote about that's on the website, I think maybe even right now or will be here within the hour, is the fact that there's a real big game in Omaha with OPS teams. And, you know, usually the big games in Class A, if it's not Miller schools, it's maybe the, you know, the garden variety Lincoln school. But Westside and Burke are both 6-1. And I will say this much. We may have talked about this before, but the single most dynamic player in Class A is Jimmy Forsythe, the quarterback from Burke. He's just fantastic. He's thrown for something like 1,300 yards and run for 900 already this season. He'll have an awful lot about who wins that game. And whoever does win that game, and they are ranked third or fourth and fifth right now, you know, that's probably your best bet to break that Miller stranglehold when it comes playoff time.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. Bob, we appreciate the time as always here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy your travels this Friday night. We'll visit with you again next Wednesday.
You better believe it. After we kick the – this is an FCC deal. So after we defeat the gentleman from Texas.
Way to respect.
Go Big Red.
Way to respect. Bob, thanks so much, buddy. Bob Jensen from Huskerland and Prep Report. Don't forget, folks, that if you are going to be watching the Huskers this weekend, if you're staying home, if you're running around trying to chase the kids down, beat them over at Godfather's because they've got GodfathersPizza.com that can save you money on the pizza. Go in, print the coupon off, and go to GodfathersPizza.com. Full catering services, room for private parties, and if you want delivery, 234-9444, 234-9444, and their daily buffet. Oh, people, 11 to 2, $6.50, and includes salad bar. And don't forget all the coupon specials to save you money in these hard economic times, GodfathersPizza.com. Now, Tony, news this morning that Nebraska defensive lineman Jake Cotton pleaded no contest to disturbing the peace in Lancaster County Court. The son of Barney Cotton, the brother of Ben Cotton, slapped the former girlfriend in November 2009 when he was a senior at Lincoln Southeast. The incident was reported to police in April. The girl were both at a party in November, the day after his last high school football game, where he became upset at something she said and slapped her. The attorney said that Cotton was intoxicated at the time and is set to be sentenced on December the 10th. So pleading no contest today for Jake Cotton.
Well, he's not really a concern. Obviously, he's not a big part of this team so far this year, so hopefully get that matter cleared up. And if that's the only thing that happens this week in the I guess, police blot or whatever, that's good for the Huskers.
Well, come on down for our Husker lunch. Folks are starting to roll in. Steve Stipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star getting ready to chat with things that are going on here in Husker Nation, where the Husker team is through five games, the big win over Kansas State. How big was it? How bad was Kansas State? How good was Nebraska? And what they're going to have to do to beat Texas on Saturday. Got a lot of info coming into the Dead Popper inbox here. Let's get to a couple of those. Daddy, some suggestions of what I could do if the Steelers win the Super Bowl, and some suggestions for me. This one here from Sean says, I will trade you two railroads at a New York Avenue for just one boardwalk. Have you been playing McDonald's?
I have not.
I just didn't know if that was the case, maybe a personal message. Does Nebraska need to turn the ball over in order for Texas to win?
I certainly think so. I think that's going to be a big key. You know, anytime you're playing a game of this magnitude on your home field, that's what they had to do with Bill Callahan, remember? We had to turn the ball over so they could win. And we did turn the ball over. But, I mean, this is a night and day team from what we had then. But I certainly think if Nebraska holds on the football, they win this game.
That is exactly the case. And now a suggestion, if Pittsburgh wins, I could pull the Brett Favre on our buddy Mike Will over at Hastings. And by pulling the Brett Favre, I imagine that means sending photos of some things. So,
I don't know. That would be a bad deal for Mike Will.
But that's kind of funny. I think that's kind of funny. Going to need a big camera for that one, folks. 888-455-ESPN. Photo lens is what I meant.
Yes.
888-455-3776. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. When we come back, Chip Brown, OrangeBloods.com, as our Husker lunch gets ready to go here at Cunningham Journal. Come down and join us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC. Until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com and your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens, Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer is so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with highs into the upper 60s. Winds will also become variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low of 38 with a light southwest wind developing. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget that we are going to be live again on Friday at Builders in Kearney and giving you a chance to win Texas tickets, a pair of Texas tickets. It's an exciting promo. DeWalt giving the tickets for the Nebraska-Texas game coming up this weekend. Starting today, it's been going on. Any customer that buys $50 or more in DeWalt will be given a ticket at time of purchase. And then they only get that one ticket, regardless of how much the item costs. Then they have to physically, you come into the store on Friday during the Doug and Daddy Show. The winning ticket will be drawn live at 12:30 because we're going from 11 to 1. We'll be talking with Dave Remington on the program. We're going to be talking with Jared Crick. We're going to talk with Texas color man on the radio broadcast, Keith Moreland. All that and a lot more. We'll be doing our picks. Daddy will be giving his selection all Friday at Builder's Warehouse. The winner will receive two tickets to the game and admission to the exclusive tailgate featuring Dave Remington, the greatest center in the history of the game. A lunch available, too. Should be a big, fun time Friday at Builder's Warehouse. Come by, see the Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 1. We'll talk to Dave Remington. We'll talk to Jared Crick. We'll talk with Keith Moreland of the Texas Radio Network and a whole lot more. Plus, give you a chance to win two Nebraska-Texas tickets. Go up anytime this week. Any $50 purchase or more, you receive an entry for those Nebraska-Texas tickets. Daddy, a couple of other things. They're probably excited in Texas because they picked up a win. The Rangers advance on last night. So we're all set. Texas hosting New York, game one on Friday. And then on Saturday, it will be a game number one between the National League teams. Philadelphia welcoming in their opponent in the San Francisco Giants. And I'm a little surprised that the Braves are going to hire who they say they're going to hire tomorrow, Freddie Gonzalez. I don't know if he was a great manager at Florida and just didn't get along with the boss, or if they're pulling strings here. But you got a man replacing a legend, and his hands are going to be full tomorrow when he accepts that job.
Well, you know, what a night for the Texas Rangers, win their first series ever. And you know, to get Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee does everything Cliff Lee can do. Dominated that game from start to finish. How about after the game, too? A team that cares about one another. Of course, Josh Hamilton's had the problem with substance abuse and alcoholism. They brought out the ginger ale for the bath after the game. Nice treat to show how they're kind of all together. And, hey, we don't want you to be a part of this if you know, if you're uncomfortable with it. So I thought that was a nice gesture, too, for somebody that's went through a lot. And of course, who knows what their manager was doing at that time. But that's a whole other story.
Wow. Wow, Daddy. Daddy. Steve Simple joins us here.
We had to go there, didn't you?
No, I just run one. I just had to. I
had to get your snarky comment in.
That's the way he does it. That's the way he rolls.
All right,
Husker Lunch. We're at the Husker Lunch here at Cunningham. Steve Simple going to be talking about Husker football. It's been a few weeks since we've had Sip roll back up this way with the bye week, and last week Sean was up. So Steve's up this week to talk about what he's seen. Even from the South Dakota State game to the Kansas State game, also obviously a lot on Texas. Come down, enjoy lunch. We've got chicken, brisket, ribs, prime rib sandwich, all that, and Sip's just watered. So this will be a short interview so he can go get
some of that. Oh, I'm in no hurry.
Sip,
I'm on a diet.
Well, you know, Sip, it's Saturday, just another game, bro.
Well, I understand where folks coming from.
Yeah.
I do. You don't want to make it bigger than it is, and you don't want to get the kids all out of whack.
It'll be big 10 minutes before game time as they're standing in that tunnel as Bo gives his. And when we talked with Jerry Crick yesterday, I kind of figured Bo's going to say, they took what you wanted. They're the king of the mountain. And until you take care of this team, and this is going to be your last chance if you don't win, this is going to be your last chance. I've got to figure that's part of that. And maybe he's going to keep that all in and the kids are under rest.
Maybe other words.
I don't know
other words
have both give them the pregame speech or Duda.
Yeah, I'm
that was pretty good. That was pretty good. No, I think that's right. But I think during the week you low-key it, right? Because you just want the guys to perform as they do every week. You don't want them to get too high or low. You want the team to be as it has been because they've played pretty well for the most part. You know, I heard – you know what? It's funny we're talking about it because I heard a baseball manager, Joe Maddon, saying that the other day that he doesn't like it when he goes into his locker room before a game and it's quiet because usually his team is very loud and they're playing music and they're jacking around. And he said at playoff time, he doesn't, you know, he noticed the quiet locker room. He said, I don't like that because it's different. So I think most coaches would approach it the same way. They want to keep it as normal as possible.
I'd be interested to see.
And you just wear everybody out at the other way.
Well, I told Doug this on the way home. I'd be interested to ask Tom Osborne, Coach, when you played Oklahoma, was it the same as every week? I mean, looking back.
I can tell you that firsthand. I remember how Tom was. It was the same way. No, it was no. He would always play it down. Always play it down. No, this is just, you know, this is the next game on our schedule. And we have to win it. And, you know, everybody knew the ramifications. Tom didn't have to talk about it, and Bo doesn't. Everybody knows the ramifications here. But if the head coach is talking about it, then the players hear it, and then they start thinking differently. You don't want to wear yourself out before kickoff. I mean, that's a long game. And I think you guys have both played athletics. A lot of that wears off after the first few minutes. Then you've settled into a game, right?
And you don't want to be.
I think the first series tells you.
After that, you're not thinking about all that stuff. And you know, really, the adrenaline pushes you early, and there might be spots in the game where it helps you. But by and large, you've settled into a game now, and all that other stuff doesn't matter.
Role reversal as far as talent goes on these teams, though, is total role reversal as far as I'm concerned. When you look at that offensive line. All brand new for Texas. You look at Nebraska's offensive line. A lot of people starting to really think it's one of them, maybe the better in the nation. You look at the defensive backs. Maybe both teams have a couple of the best defensive backfields in the nation, but Nebraska's drawing the interest. Texas isn't. They're taking the hindsight, but that might have to do with the two losses as well. Mm-hmm. They had five turnovers with UCLA. So,
yeah.
That's
their offense isn't very good.
No,
it's not. It's just not right now. It's ordinary at best. Now, I'm not ready to proclaim Nebraska's got a great offense or a great offensive line right now because all you got to do is look at the stats of the teams they play. You know, you go down the list, Western Kentucky is 99th nationally in total defense. Now, Idaho is 32nd. They've played pretty good, but hardly anybody would associate great defense with Idaho. Washington is 104th nationally in total defense. South Dakota State is 100 or so in their division in total defense. Kansas State is in the 80s. So you got to really be careful. Now you're going to know. In fact, I asked Sean Watson yesterday, what's the best defense you faced this year to this point? And he thought about it a little bit. He said South Dakota State. So it's a little different now. Now, you have to say that if you're Sean because they had the most success. But that does put it in perspective. You know, look at the jump in class they're making. South Dakota State's the best defense they've played. You could argue, you can't argue one thing. They've had the most success against Nebraska. Now, how much better is Texas going to be than South Dakota State?
A little. I would think just a little bit. Right. Steve Sippel, Lincoln Journal Star, joining us here. Folks, continue to roll in for our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal.
Glad to see people.
Yeah, don't be shy, folks. Come in and see the Sip, man. He's his first appearance in Kearney this season, and we're at Cunningham's. Come in and enjoy lunch, as we said, chicken, brisket, ribs. Prime rib sandwiches, so much more. It's like $5 with two sides.
How many more people are here to see Sean Callahan?
Oh, we have the upstairs full, too.
Sean! I'm I'm like, did you see that movie Crazy Heart with Bad Blake? Did you see that movie?
No,
that's who I feel like.
Well, we told
him. Nobody showed up for his shows. He's washed up. They wanted the young guy.
No, they don't. John, we were going to take you upstairs, and there was going to be nobody there and tell you that's where the lunch was.
John would like that.
Will Compton's back, and Levante David is the Big 12 player of the week. Talk about how Compton is going to fit back in. Nobody pushed Bo on this yesterday because he was in such a good mood, but I remember Bo saying, we don't bring him back till they're ready to go, and I'm paraphrasing. If the doc says he's ready to go, then he's ready to go 100%, and that's when we put him back in practice. So I assume Will Compton is going to play on Saturday if all that holds true. Does he play the whole way? Who loses time because of Will Compton? Is it a straight rotation? How do you take this?
Hard to say. I think the guys that stand to lose time are Whaley and Alonzo Whaley and Eric Martin. I don't think you can take Levante David out of the mix right now. He's playing well. And, yeah, he's had troubles with calls, checks and stuff like that, but he has 60 tackles. He's on pace to shatter the school record in tackles. I don't think you can take him out. Now, how much will Will play? Hard to say. I mean, it's just right now, it's really hard to say. But I'll tell you what, if he's able to play, it helps. Because you know why? You know what that crowd's like when Texas gets the ball. And where Nebraska's defense has struggled is at home because they have trouble making those calls when the crowd's yelling. And they do. And it's especially true when you have a young – inexperienced, well, not so much young, but inexperienced linebacker. So Levante has had a little trouble with that. They're trying to use hand signals. They're asking those guys to be louder. And when you're not sure of yourself, you're typically not going to be as loud. So Will would really help in that regard if he's able to play.
Sip, Texas has got to throw the ball, don't they? They can't run it. They proved that.
Well, now ask yourself if you're Texas. So now you're going to throw into the teeth of Nebraska's strength.
Yeah, see, Tony.
That's three interceptions.
200-yard rushers. And
I understand what you're saying.
Gilbert's not mobile. He can't run.
I think the bottom line is the answer is they got to mix it up. It's got to be about a 50.
They got to have turnovers. Otherwise, right. This game's not close.
Right. I agree with you. I don't think it's a close game. I think it could be early, but I think Nebraska will put the hammer down late and probably cruise. That's what I think.
Any chance? With 1 second left, we can call all three of our second-half timeouts and make them stand out there.
Daddy has a sinister side, a vindictive side that I didn't know about.
Yeah, some kind of vindictive
side. You got to watch that? You have to watch that, Doug?
Sure.
You got to watch your back.
He's awake. He's evil. He's awake. He's very evil.
Well, come on, Daddy.
Oh, I want something.
Where's the sportsmanship out here in the heartland?
We'll clap when they leave the field. There's the sportsmanship, Daddy, for you. Sip just kind of said it. Steve Anderson, our favorite racetrack announcer. Now, hold on, Daddy. I'm bringing that out because we're going to play that a lot. Now, hold on, Daddy. Sip, early prediction. You want to give us an early prediction?
Yeah, I like 35 to 10 Nebraska. But I think the game is pretty close into the second half, and then Nebraska scores a couple late.
I already heard a couple of claps
what
in the background for that. I've had a good feeling pretty much. I mean, nobody knows the South Dakota State game, so we throw that out. I've been pretty good, I think. Tony, I think, would agree on gauging the other four games. I thought Washington was bad, and I said when we were over at Hastings, I thought we'd kick their ass. I said Kansas State doesn't have a defense. Texas has a defense.
They do. Not a great defense.
And there's too much mental. There's too much defense. I don't care what you say, this is the biggest game of the year for the University of Nebraska. I'll make the call on Wednesday, but I think it's going to be a low scoring. It has been the last two times they've come up here with better teams. If Nebraska rolls them, I would be surprised, and then you would have to jump them pretty high in the AP rankings.
Yeah,
I would think.
And it doesn't matter. The AP poll is inconsequential.
I know, but it's your thought.
Here's what I think. Now, what happens if they do beat them? Like, I think they're going to beat them. They're going pretty high, and they might be. I mean, I would think they'd jump Boise State at that point. And I don't know what I'll do. Right now I don't know. It's hard to say. Now, Nebraska drills Texas. I think the lowest I would have them is three. I think I'd jump them ahead of Boise State. And I think a lot of people nationally would, too. Because, yeah, there will be some voters who say, now, wait a second, Texas lost to UCLA, didn't play that well against Oklahoma. Let's be careful here. There will be a lot of voters who just look at it like, ooh, they beat Texas. That Texas name still carries a lot of weight. Nebraska will go high. I mean, if they drill them, they go one or two, I think.
I'm still in that 20 to 10 range right now. That could change.
I think that's, like I said, I think it's a close game like that. I think Nebraska tacks on a couple of games.
I would have no problem with them. I can't remember the name, but the defensive coordinator in Remember the Titans looks down. Herman, leave no doubt. That would be great. Simple, let you get ready to talk to the crew here at Cunningham's. And we got one more break to take, so keep up the good work, buddy.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Doug, and thanks for having me on, guys.
Steve Simple.
Hey, by the way, that was a great interview with Cody Green.
Cody Green, we had a chance to talk to him yesterday, thanks, but we are going to have that interview tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Daddy asked him a question. Are you transferring? Do you need to throw the deep ball? Are you comfortable behind Taylor Martinez? I talked to him about the role he's playing with the football team. And Cody Green, we'll have that interview for you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jared Crick coming up Friday. Chip Brown got caught up in a meeting. You know, he's an important Texas dude.
What do you do?
So we just kicked him off the show. Maybe later in the week. We've got one final break, and we'll wrap it up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Come join us at our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Free accounting software, free press release, free priority rush service, 40 free essential business forms, free web design consult, and a free accountant consult. Use LegalZoom to incorporate or file your LLC in October with our Express Gold Corporation or LLC package for all these free business extras. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. It was started by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. For more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box to check out. LegalZoom.com.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm Bobby Cloud 9, my head's in the sky. I'm solo.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Wrapping it up here and then just getting ready to go live at Cunningham's. Daddy, Johnny Rogers joins us on the show tomorrow. Johnny Rogers, Cody Green on the show tomorrow as we get ready for Nebraska, Texas. And the big red chair has been set all over the country. We saw the big red chair when we stopped in York on the way home from the press conference yesterday.
Sip's going to stop for gas at BICO on the way home to York. He's going to stop in at York, and he's going to check out the big red chair. It's got six cup holders. It's perfect for all your – it's got a pouch. I'm telling you, you can fit all your condiments plus all your Bloody Mary supplies. It's perfect. You don't ever have to get out.
It's 60 inches tall and holds up to 400 pounds. That's three sips or one daddy. All you got to do is stop at BICO at the I-80 interchange in York on Osborne Drive East across from Quality Hotel. There's two locations in Grand Island on South Locust and North 281. Be the dominator of your tailgate. Dominate the tailgate with something that very few people have and are in limited supply. Be the BICO buyer and get the big red chair while you're there. You can fill up that soft cooler with a 24-pack
of Bud or Bud Light cans. The suitcase only $16.99 at FICO, home of the big red chair. And, Daddy, state softball, good luck to all the kids that are playing today in Hastings. District cross country begins tomorrow across the state. State tennis is tomorrow. So best of luck to all of those athletes, and congratulations to the medalists in the girls state golf tournament this past weekend. We need to wrap things up. Merritt, let's get on out of here and get that close going. And we want to thank Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. We want to thank Chad Liddy at UNK Men's Golf Coach for joining us and talking about the opening of the Golf Academy this Sunday at Awari Dunes for the course and for UNK and for area golfers for joining us on Loper Lake. Also, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Tomorrow, don't miss the show. Nebraska quarterback Cody Green, our first Heisman Trophy winner at the University of Nebraska, Johnny Rogers. We're going to talk a little high school volleyball. Haley Ryan over at Overton. They're upsetting people every night. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Fire us off all your questions. We'll see you tomorrow. We're getting ready for the Husker lunch here at Cunningham.
Hey, see you tomorrow, 14:60 in Kearney, 15:50 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!